Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Matthew 4 verse 23 says that Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Every disease and sickness. Spiritually, in your soul area and in your physical body. Emotional, mental, all of it is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Because when you encounter Him, there is nothing more powerful than the love and blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And when we speak about healing in the Bible, it's past tense. It was healed on the cross. You have been set free. Claim it in the name of Jesus. And we have claimed it this morning. Amen. And we have confessed it. We have said, I am healed in Jesus' name. It's very important. You need to claim your healing. You need to confess your healing. And then you need to respond by doing something you've never done before. So if you've been stuck in depression, it's time to laugh. If you have physical illnesses in your body, it's time to move. Sometimes healing is a progressive work, which means tomorrow if something's sore again, you just start moving it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. And you claim your healing. You see, the word of God comes and it falls, and the devil wants to come and steal it away from you, because he steals and he kills and he destroys and he plays dirty. But we have all the weapons we need. See, because when I'm armed with the word of God, when this becomes part of who I am and what I think and what I say, it becomes how I respond to everything that happens to me. So if I hear something bad, I say, you know what the word says. And that's how I fight every day. Because the truth is that all I need to do is stand. And in standing, I withstand. Because in Psalm 91, it says that God has given His angels charge over me. They are going to do the fighting on my behalf. So it doesn't matter what sickness, what disease, God has already sent His angels out on your behalf. How dare it come near the children of God? We are His. And His word says that divine health is our portion. So this morning we have been set free. And I want to encourage you by giving God's words that you can remember it. So that you can continue to fight with it and stand strong with it. Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith comes from hearing the word. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. So faith comes through hearing the word of God. That is where faith starts. And don't worry if you say, Lord, but how do I know if I have enough faith? Turn your heart to Him, and He will give you all the faith you could ever need. James 2 verse 14, what good is it, brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not respond. Faith is action. So as you have received today, I want to encourage you, keep responding in the opposite to what you are seeing and feeling. War according to this. And watch what you say. Do not allow unbelief on your lips. Do not allow unbelief on your lips. Fill yourself with the word of God. See, the word says twice in Isaiah and in Peter, 1 Peter 2 verse 24 and Isaiah 53 verse 3, it says, by His stripes we are healed. By His stripes we are healed. Spiritually, physically, and in our soul area. Amen? All of you is healed. Amen. See, Hebrews 12 verse 2 says that God is the author and finisher of our faith. So He's busy writing He has written, let's take it in present tense. He's busy writing the story of your life. And he started it with faith, and he's finishing it with faith. You are safe in his hands. You are safe in his hands. See, Matthew 11 verse 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So when you feel the burdens, when you feel the weight, it's time to turn your heart onto God. It's time to believe in your heart that he doesn't, not just that he can do, but that he does. Today, everything his word says. And when you turn your heart onto God, you give him your burdens, he gives you rest. And he takes the sicknesses, and he takes the diseases, and he removes them from you. And instead, he gives you his peace. He gives you his joy. He fills you with his love. He tells you how to do things, what to do. It all comes from the time we spend in his presence. So something beautiful has happened this morning. God's presence is here. And I want you, to, as you go home later, to remember that this feeling that you have, because it's not going to lift. You may think it's lifting, but God's presence is with you always. You see, you are his children. Let not any of us ever say, "But I am just human." Because you're not. You are filled with God. The Holy Spirit resides within you. So you have more capacity and power and provision residing within you through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ and the work that he did on the cross for you, that nothing can stand against you. So it's time to stand on the word of God. And I pray for each and every one of you that as we go about our tomorrows, that God will be the after preacher of what happened this morning. Because when you're in God's presence, you can just take what you need. And this morning, we all received. And when you receive by faith, I know that there are many of you sitting that didn't need to come out for prayer, but you received something where you were. Amen? And in that, God gets all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You see, God loves to give. It gives him pleasure to give good gifts to his children. He loves to give. And I just feel it so in my heart to read. I read it in the first service as well. I want to read Psalm 91 for you again. And this is from the Passion Translation, so it's a little bit different to the other ones. But one pastor said this when he was teaching, and it was so beautiful that I felt to share it with you. He said that this psalm is kind of like a three-way conversation. It starts with us, and then Jesus takes over, and God has the final say. So let me read this to you, and I pray that it'll sink into your heart as the days go by. Psalm 91. When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He is the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me. The only God for me, my great confidence. Okay, that's us done. Amen? Jesus takes over. He says of the Father, "He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusations and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under his covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil launched against you. Even in a time of disaster with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done." The Lord spoke to me about that verse. That does not mean your brothers and sisters next to you. That means the demonic forces and the devil. Because they are the forces that are pitted against you, and they will be paid back for all the harm that they have ever caused, because they will receive the judgment. See, when we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil ever prevail against us, or disease infect us? Disease cannot infect us. So when you hear news about the coronavirus and all sorts of viruses and whatever else, you say, thank you, Lord, that your word says that disease cannot infect us. Amen. We start to speak the truth, not over just ourselves, but over this nation. South Africa will live in Jesus' name. God will have the final say. God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. And if you walk into a trap, they'll be there for you and keep you from stumbling. Amen? You'll even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Hear God's answer. Isn't this beautiful? Because you have delighted in me as my great lover, because we love God, amen? I will greatly protect you. Put your name there. I will greatly protect Shannon. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray. And you will find and feel my presence, even in your time of pressure and trouble. The time you're home alone crying and nobody sees the heartache you go through. God's word says that in those moments you will feel his presence. And he, God says, I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast. And you will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you. For you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. See, when the Lord took the Israelites out of slavery and he freed them, the word of God says that not one feeble one was among them. So you see, when God redeemed them and saved them, he took care of all their needs. Not only were they saved and set free, but they were healed and provided for. Now that is a shadow and a type of what Jesus did for you. So when Jesus shed his blood on the cross, when he said, it is finished, that means that all the promises, all the breakthrough, all the redemption, all the joy, all the peace, all the provision, it is already in him and it is done and it is said and it is there for you. But we need to walk in it. And it's important that I share these things with you. I know we're a little bit over time. May I have another 5 minutes? Amen. It's important that you know this because the devil loves to question. He questioned Eve. He questioned Jesus. And you can be sure he's going to question you. We stand firm on the word of God. You see, there was a man named Nehemiah who was given a word to restore the walls of Jerusalem. And he was a man who responded. He did not just react. And who knows, we're all tempted just to react. Yeah. But we are called to respond. So much so that when the king asked him what's wrong, he prayed first. And God told him how to communicate. And so he was sent with a letter from the king with the authority that nobody may harm him and asking for people to give provisions. So when God gives a word, he provides the answer and everything you need. And he gives you the protection you need. So now Jerusalem's walls are being restored and the enemy's angry. So they try to come and they bring fear and they bring intimidation. But when the enemy really got angry was when they were halfway. And that is when the battle intensified. That is when the Israelites armed themselves. And I want to tell you today that when you look at your life and you say, Lord, all I see is broken walls, I promise you, God gives you a word that there will be restoration over your life. And as you walk in that, as you hold on to the promises of God, as you stand firm, and as you see that the walls are being rebuilt, and as the battle intensifies, all you do is you arm yourself with the word of God, and you stand. You see, the Israelites never had to go to war. God had won the battle for them already. But the enemy tried everything: fear, intimidation, all of its tactics. And what did Nehemiah do? He always responded in prayer. He didn't allow fear to enter in. And God saw the victory. And the word of the Lord over this passage was accelerated restoration. And that is my prayer for you today. In whatever you have faced, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, you will experience accelerated restoration. Thank you, Father, for what you have done here this morning. And I pray, Father, that you will protect each and every one of your dear sons and daughters this morning. I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And I pray, Father, that as they go about their days, they will experience going from glory to glory and strength to strength in you. And that they will discover new and glorious places in your presence. And I pray, Father, that you will birth an insatiable hunger for your word and prayer in the hearts of each and every one of us, Father. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I pray especially, Father, I feel you telling me this now, that where the enemy is coming to try and steal the children's bread, what they've received this morning, he will not succeed. I pray this in Jesus' name.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.